Hello again, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak, and welcome to ChicagoBears.com and this week's Keys to the Game brought to you by Ford. It's the Bears and St. Louis Rams, already week three in the National Football League. The kickoff at Soldier Field on Sunday.
ChicagoBears.com presents Jeff Joniak's Keys to the Game brought to you by Ford.
So let's take a look at the offense. Bouncing back big is my key for the offense because after multiple interception games, Jay Cutler is 4-1. Bouncing back is something he does, and it starts with limiting those negative plays against the Rams. Through two games, the Bears lead the NFL in negative offensive plays, 11 negative rushing attempts, which is surprising, 9 sacks and 2 negative pass plays. It's resulting in a ridiculous league-worst 11 yards to go on second down, and there's a league-high 8 three-and-out drives for the Bears. The Bears just 28th in first down rushing average at 3.04 on 27 carries, and Cutler's completion percentage is last in the NFL through 2 weeks. With Michael Bush likely replacing the injured Matt Forte, the Bears can run it on the Rams, St. Louis giving up a league-worst 5.51 yards per carry, even though the Lions and the Redskins combined called runs 37.3% of the time. That's not a lot. The Bears have to block Rams defensive end Chris Long, who had 13 sacks a year ago and pressured Redskins quarterback Robert Griffin 5 times in Sunday's come-from-behind win. All right, let's hit the defense now. 3 starting offensive linemen are injured and presumably out for the Rams. It didn't stop them from scoring at least 23 points in consecutive games for the first time in St. Louis since 2006, but it shouldn't stop the Bears' front four from imposing its will upon this group. Detroit, for example, sacked Rams quarterback Sam Bradford 3 times and knocked him down 8 times. Wayne Hunter couldn't survive the summer with the Jets at right tackle, but he's the injury replacement at left tackle for the Rams. Now, despite all that, Bradford is off to a very good start. His quarterback efficiency rating at 112.4 ranks only behind Atlanta's Matt Ryan and San Francisco's Alex Smith. Bradford is one of 7 quarterbacks completing better than 70% of their throws. He's 4th in yards per pass attempt. And on third down, he was 9-for-9, 92 yards and a touchdown against the Redskins. New offensive coordinator Brian Schottenheimer comes from a philosophy of running it. So look for Steven Jackson and rookie Daryl Richardson, who combined for 24 carries and 141 yards against the Skins, to try to run it on the Bears. On to special teams in the Bears' top 10 unit. And I start this one off by saying attention grabber, because when newcomer Sherrick McManus cartwheeled Randall Cobb in the opening kickoff at Lambeau, it was a tone-setting attention grabber. That spark never really turned into a raging fire, but a similar whack against the young roster of Rams in front of the home crowd might just turn it into an inferno. The Bears have to play that way against the Rams. Their roster is turned over and full of young talent on special teams. Rookie kicker Greg Zuerlein is off to a good start. Rookie punter Johnny Heckler had a monster game against the Redskins. Rookie kick returner Isaiah Pete and punt returner Danny Amendola are highly regarded. The Bears are 29th in opponent average starting field position, giving up the 33-yard line, and 10 of Robbie Gould's 11 kicks have reached the end zone, 6 for touchbacks. Hey, whatever happened in Green Bay has to be buried in Green Bay. Put the dirt on top, get over it. Preventing one loss from becoming 2 or 3 really is critical for this Bears team right now. They can worry about the Packers again December 16th at Soldier Field, and they can't fall asleep on Jeff Fisher's Rams. They have some juice after 2 games, nearly upsetting Detroit and coming from behind twice to beat the Redskins. The Rams are resilient and tough, and they reflect the personality, at least right now, of their head coach, Jeff Fisher. By kickoff, it will have been a long 10 days for Jay Cutler and the Bears offense. They are equipped to quiet the criticism with a thunderous start and finish against the Rams. They just have to execute the plan and turn the page with a fresh perspective. I want to thank you for watching on ChicagoBears.com. This week's Keys to the Game brought to you by Ford. Reminder that you can listen to Tom Thayer and myself on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM, starting with our pregame coverage at 9, kickoff at noon from Soldier Field. It's the Bears and St. Louis Rams. Thanks again, everybody. We'll talk to you next time in Keys to the Game on ChicagoBears.com.
ChicagoBears.com presents Jeff Joniak's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford.